the 45,000 dealers who serve you with Fire Chief gasoline and other Texaco products present His Honor the Mayor of Texaco Town, Eddie Cantor.
Hello, my little customers. Hello, Jimmy. How are you?
Hello there, Mayor. Well, they certainly gave us a great reception here in New York, especially me.
Especially you.
Yes, didn't you see that banner stretched across Broadway? It read, "Welcome Jimmy Wallington, star of the stage and screen."
Jimmy, you need glasses. That sign said, "Welcome Jimmy Wallington, stare at the stooge and scream."
Why, you're just jealous.
Me? Me jealous? Jimmy
jealous,
Wallington?
Yes.
Why, my reception started when the train reached the Bronx. It was marvelous. Thousands of people expressing their feelings all the same way.
Yes, way downtown we heard that Bronx cheer.
Yep. Quiet. Oh, yeah? I suppose the quartet that sang for me at the station, they were no good, huh?
Oh, you mean Walter Winchell and Ben Burney, Al Smith and President Roosevelt?
Yeah?
They were pretty good.
Pretty good? Say, anytime you can get perfect harmony from that quartet, brother, you've got something.
But Eddie, I hated to leave Texaco Town, even for a trip to New York.
Oh, but Jimmy, it's so nice here, so soothing. Just go down into the subway about 6 o'clock. The peace, the quiet, Jimmy. Did you ever hear those subway guards yell, "Step lighter there! 180 feet in Bronx Park Express! Watch the door! Hey, you get in there! You want to get killed? You want to shoot a city car? I'm going to watch you!"
Speaking of subways, what happened to Renard?
I don't know.
I haven't seen him since we left the Grand Central Station.
Well, Renard will be crazy. Renard will be crazy. Wait a minute. Jack Renard, what are you crying about?
Plenty.
Listen. Wait a minute. Tell me, what happened? What happened?
I was standing on 50th Street and 8th Avenue and 12 people jumped on me and said, "Okay, let's go to Pittsburgh."
Well, wait a minute. How were you dressed?
I was wearing my blue suit with the white stripes.
No wonder they thought you were a Greyhound bus.
Stop kidding him, Eddie. It's the first time he's ever been in New York.
Yep.
Wallington's right. When it comes to the big city, I'm nothing but a yodel.
Yodel? It's yokel here. Where do you see yodel?
Right here on the paper. Don't blame me.
Jack, that word is just a stenographer's error. Read it again.
All right. When it comes to the big city, I'm just a stenographer's error.
Get away from me.
But I sympathize.
Come back when you learn to read. Go ahead, read
you
your
book.
Yeah, it's all right.
I sympathize with him, Eddie. I think you're wrong. I'll never forget the first time I came here. Why, people were rushing back and forth. Crowds are pushing me.
It's still going on, Jimmy.
All the streets were lit up. Newsboys were howling.
It's still going on, Jimmy.
And there I was at the station like a big fool.
Yeah.
Boy, did I make a sap of myself.
Yes, sir, it's still going on, Jimmy.
Oh, I don't know. You're sore because Mayor LaGuardia didn't show up to greet you like you expected.
Oh, don't worry. The mayor has never disappointed me yet. He'll be here. He'll be here, Jimmy. That's the phone, Jimmy.
All right.
I think. Get that phone, will you, James?
Hello?
Yes. Oh, Mayor LaGuardia's office.
Sure.
Yes, he's here. Just a minute. Eddie, you're right. It's the mayor's office.
Well, I tell you, Jimmy, he probably wants to apologize to me. Hello? Oh, hello, Your Honor. I'm fine. How are the children, Eric and Jean? That's good. And how are you, Mayor LaGuardia? You bet your life, LaGuardia. What's that, Fiorello? Now listen here, Fio. Any time at all, Fee. Okay, I'll be seeing you, Toots.
Eddie, I never realized you were so friendly with the mayor.
Oh, sure. Mayor? I just had tea with the governor.
You had tea with the governor?
Yes, I had tea with Lemon. Yes. Oh! I'll stop. Yes, and I'm even closer to FDR.
FDR? You call the president FDR?
What president? I'm talking about FDR, that fat dope Renard.
Oh, quit kidding. Say, here comes a distinguished-looking man, Your Honor.
Your Honor?
Excuse me, Your Honor. 3 months ago, I gave my brother-in-law $150.
What?
When I went to collect the money, he threw me down the steps.
What are you talking about?
And that's not all. I spent 2 weeks in the hospital. It cost me $30. I can show you the bill. I ain't got no money for lawyers.
Wait a minute. Why are you telling me all this?
Ain't this the good pill court?
Yep. Wait a minute. What do you want from me?
I buy a coffee. Give me a lawyer.
Get out of here, will you? How do you like a man?
What? I thought you said the mayor was coming. Where is he?
Don't worry, he'll be here. Wait a minute. The man in the control room is motioning to me. Come out here, Joe. Joe, what is it?
Say, Mr. Cantor, a shortwave message just came through for you from Mayor LaGuardia.
A shortwave message?
Yes, he's broadcasting from his automobile on his way up here.
You hear that, Jimmy? I knew he wouldn't disappoint me. Listen, Joe, can you fix it so I can talk back to him?
Why, sure. Just use this small microphone. Go ahead.
All right. Mayor LaGuardia, Mayor LaGuardia, can you hear me?
I hear you, Eddie. I'm sorry I'm late, but my car is stuck in traffic at 24th Street.
Well, where's your motorcycle escort?
They're stuck in traffic at 19th Street.
Well, Eddie, I'm glad for your sake that the mayor is coming.
Jimmy, I'm really happy. Hello, Mayor. Where are you now?
Oh, I'm stuck in traffic at 30th Street.
Take your time. Go ahead.
Now I'm stuck in traffic at 31st Street.
Jimmy, did you ever hear of such traffic?
No, I'm stuck at 33rd Street.
Wait a minute. What happened to 32nd Street?
We sneaked through our red light.
Oh, yeah? Well, if you get a ticket, I'll fix it for you.
Gee, Eddie, he's certainly having a tough time getting to the studio.
Wait, I'll see where he is now. Where are you now, Mayor? Mayor? Mayor, do you hear me? Mayor?
What happened?
I've lost him. I can't get him again.
Does he know where to come?
Sure. He knows where we're broadcasting from. Oh, here he is. Wait a minute. What's that commotion at the door? Jimmy, he's arrived.
Yes, listen to that noise.
Renard, get ready with the music. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the greatest honor ever bestowed upon a radio comedian. It is with great respect that I present to you one of the most colorful and beloved figures in all of New York's political history, His Honor, the Mayor of New York City, Fiorello H. LaGuardia. Here he is. Park your carcass. Park your carcass. Where's the mayor? I told you to wait at the door for him.
Nobody showed up.
Wait. Didn't you see a small, dignified-looking gentleman with a nice, round face?
No, there was only one fresh guy here, and I threw him out.
A fresh guy?
Yeah, I asked him, what's your name? He says, get out of here.
Get out of here? He said, LaGuardia. Go away!
Hey, Eddie. I'm sure Mayor LaGuardia will forgive Park Your Carcass. Meanwhile, remember, you're the mayor of Texaco Town.
You know my intention each time that I mention the mayor of Texaco Town. Some say advertising is only why I sing the mayor of Texaco Town. Those people are wrong by a mile. It's only to hand you a smile. Oh, Renard, I am hating. We went roller skating, and sure enough, Hippo fell down. A Derek was rushed there, and who was found crushed there?
Who?
The mayor of Texaco Town.
He won cancer.
One guy's going balmy, who bet on the army. He claimed Notre Dame would go down. He saw the score in the headline. Now he's joining a bread line.
Who?
The mayor of Texaco Town. John Barrymore's married to Miss Elaine Barry, but still she keeps wearing a frown. She sits on the porch for and carries a torch for.
Who?
The mayor of Texaco Town.
Do you have trouble starting your car these cold days? Know why that is? It's because ordinary gasoline does not give you full power. Today, to get top performance from your car, your gasoline must deliver 9,000 complete explosions every minute. Your car needs a lightning action gasoline. Texaco Fire Chief is all action, all power. It's an emergency gasoline developed for modern high-powered engines, the same gasoline used by ambulances and fire engines. And remember, there are 45,000 Texaco dealers throughout the country ready to serve you with Fire Chief gasoline.
The Statue of Liberty has just celebrated her 50th birthday. During this half century, many memorable events have passed before her eyes. Jack Renard recalls some of these to you in a musical medley.
American War. The Gay 90. Statue of Liberty sees her first aeroplane. Jazzy. Lindbergh flies to Paris. That was the Wall Street crash. President Roosevelt re-elected. Eddie, I wonder why we're broadcasting from the same theater as Major Bowes.
It's very simple. He sells automobiles and we sell gasoline. One is no good without the other, isn't it so true?
Seriously, though, Eddie.
What?
Seriously, I understand that this theater is haunted.
Wallington, what are you saying? Haunted?
Yes. There's a rumor around that if anybody says anything that sounds amateurish, the ghostly gong rings. It echoes through the wind.
I see. Gong with the wind.
I warned you, don't say anything amateurish.
Why, that's silly. If it rang every time I said something amateurish, that gang would be... The gong would be worn out from my calling your name, Jimmy.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
For years, I've been a professional announcer.
Yeah. You know, Jimmy, the Bowes man always rings twice. I made it up myself, so I'm telling you the truth.
Eddie,
maybe I should give it to Parky Coggins.
Maybe you You know, Eddie, I'm afraid that bell won't stand for your joke.
Okay, Jimmy, I'll cut out all the jokes and just sing a song. Oh, the gong had kittens.
Well, I guess that's no good either. We must avoid everything amateurish.
I've got it. Let's talk about things in general. How is your wife, Betty Jane?
Oh, fine, thanks. How's Ida?
Oh, she's swell. You know, last week we had an anniversary, and we were talking over old times. I remember when we only had one daughter. Wait a minute, I'm out of the amateur class now. Hey, Jimmy,
yes.
I've got it. I can put that gong out of business.
How?
By introducing a real professional, little Deanna Durbin. Here she is. Come on, Deanna.
Hello, Mayor Cantor. Thanks for bringing me to New York. I love it.
This is your first trip. What have you been doing?
Well, I've been seeing the sights of New York. Jimmy Wallington invited me to his home yesterday.
Yeah.
And Jack Bernard introduced me to his family.
Uh-huh.
And I met all of Pocky Carcass's relatives.
That's right. You're certainly seeing the sights of New York.
Today I had lunch in a restaurant where all the radio stars go.
All the radio stars? I'll bet you were thrilled.
Thrilled? I ran right home and made up a game about them.
A game? How do you play it?
Well, anybody can play. For instance, I start to tell a story, and you try to add to it until we get the story finished.
You mean we build a story?
Yes. But you must use the names of radio stars.
I see.
I'll show you. I'll go first.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Smith falls for Mary Jones like a Wallington of bricks. One day she makes a remark about the suit he was Fred wearing, so Bob burns up.
Now I go. But Bob makes up with her and asks Mary to take a ride in his new Jan Pierce Arrow. But to be frank, he can't park her, so they park their carcass on a horse and canter off. They ride over the Edwin C. Hills, down the Rudy Valleys, through the Benny Fields, and stop where the Johnny Greengrass grows all around.
They come to a beautiful lily pond and decide to make something to eat. Mary is a good Joe cook, so she prepares some Graham McNamee crackers, Lanny Ross beef that's so tender it would, James, melt in your mouth.
After dinner, they celebrate by drinking a Nino Martini cocktail. Bob would like a smoke, but he hasn't got the Fanny Bryce of a pack of cigarettes. So he stoop-nagles down and picks up a bud.
Mary doesn't like the tactics he was head using, and it looks like she will soon be Lenny hating him.
Then Bob says, "Why are you Bing Crosby with me?" And Mary answers, "Because, Bob Smith, I heard you Ben Bernie the candle at both ends, and it's time you Benny Goodman."
So So they make up and drive to Hollywood Hotel, where they Bob Hope to be married by Luella Parsons.
They honeymoon on the showboat, and soon they are blessed with a baby Rosemarie, who comes into their lives like a Virginia ray of sunshine, and that completes One Man's Family. Well, it was a nice game, Deanna, but you left out the name of another radio star.
I did. Who?
A lovely little singer, 13-year-old Deanna Durbin. Sure, Deanna Durbin has found a warm spot in your heart. She's a lovable child and deserves all of the success.
Oh, Mr. Cantor.
Yeah?
Pardon me. May I interrupt you just a moment?
Well, anybody walks it. Go ahead. Go right ahead.
Well, I just want some information.
Yep.
Now, in your broadcast from Texaco Town, I heard Jimmy Wallington say that Fire Chief Gasoline was developed for fire engines and ambulances.
That's right.
Well, what about people like me? I mean, I don't run an ambulance or a fire engine. I just drive an ordinary car.
Well, look, would you mind letting me see your watch?
My watch?
Yeah.
Oh, no, here it is.
I thought so. Do you know that your watch is the same make as the watches used by railroad conductors and engineers? By the way, do you work for any railroad?
No, but I figure if this watch is good enough for railroads, it's certainly good enough for me.
Well, that's exactly how we feel about Fire Chief Gasoline. If it's good enough for fire engines and ambulances, it certainly should be good enough for the ordinary car. And remember, mister,
yes.
Your watch costs more than an ordinary one, but Fire Chief doesn't cost any more than ordinary gasoline.
Eddie, you must get a great kick being back on Broadway where you started in as a singing waiter.
Yes, James. It was right here on Broadway on 26th Street in the Cellar Cafe where I sang my first song, which was written by another singing waiter.
Who?
A friend of mine who for 25 years has remained the greatest writer of popular songs in the world, Irving Berlin.
And the song?
I'll sing it for you. Oh, my honey,
Oh, my honey, better hurry and let's meander. Ain't you going to the leader man, ragged meter man? Oh, my honey, let me take you to Alexander's grandstand brass band. Ain't you coming along? Come on here, Alexander's ragtime band. Come on here, it's the best band in the land. They can play you cool like you never heard before. So natural that you want to go to war. That's just the best of band what I am. Honey lamb, come on along. Come on along. Let me take you by the hand. Up to the man, up to the man. Who's the leader of the band? And if you care to hear the Swanee River play, in ragtime. Come on here, Alexander's ragtime band. Come on here,
come on here,
come on here,
come on here,
Alexander's ragtime band. Come on here,
come on here,
come on here,
come on here.
It's the best band in the land. They play a music hall like you never heard before. So natural that you want to go to war. That's just the best this band would have. Honey lamb, come on along,
come on along,
come on along,
come on along.
Let me take you by the hand. Up to the man,
up to
the man, who's the leader of the band.
And if you want to hear the Swanee River played in ragtime,
come on in here,
come on in here,
Alexander
Ragtime Band.
Say, Eddie.
Yep.
Park your carcasses outside, and he's brokenhearted because he threw out the mayor. He wants to apologize.
I don't want to see him. I've never been so humiliated in all my life. Rather than talk to him, I'd commit suicide.
You want to buy a gun?
Yep, get away from me. Park your carcass, go away from me. Haven't you done enough damage? You threw out my friend, the mayor of New York City.
That's all right. I fixed up the whole thing. I just called City Hall.
You called City Hall? What did you say?
I said, listen, fellas, I'm sorry I threw out your mayor.
Yep.
And if you like to get even, come up here and throw out my mayor.
Yep. Now, you said that? You said that, huh? You're adding insult to injury. Leave this place before you throw me into a fury.
Oh, you're going to take it to court, huh?
Who said anything about court? I said fury. You know what fury is?
Sure, a fury is 12 people who find out when you're guilty.
You fool, that's a jury.
Don't be silly. Jury is what women wear, like bracelets.
No, you know. No, that's jury. I said fury. F-U-R-Y.
F-U-R-Y? You mean F-U-R, why are you?
Why am I what?
Why are you bothering me?
Look, I'm just trying to explain what fury means. If you're mad and I'm mad, we are both in a fury.
Oh, that's how we cross the river.
How?
In a fury boat.
No, look at me. I'm in a fury, fury, fury.
Fury on you, too?
Yep. Go away from me, will you? I'm as mad as the devil.
Oh, then I ain't afraid of you.
Why not?
Because the devil is a sissy.
You threw out my friend Mayor LaGuardia, and now I won't get a key to the city.
Don't worry, here's two keys,
two
right there, yes.
Two keys, wait a minute. These are nothing but a couple of bones. What kind of keys are these?
Skeleton keys.
Yep. Take them away. If I want a bone, I know where I can get one.
Boy, that's using your head. Yep.
Go away from me, will you? I'm going down to the city hall to square myself with the mayor.
Say, if I come along, you think he'll apologize to me, too?
Yep. I'd be ashamed to take you down there. Look, you're dressed like a scarecrow.
Don't make fun of my suit. This is a throw-em-down suit from my brother.
Yep, throw-em-down? You mean hand-me-down?
No, throw-em-down. I had to throw him down 6 times before I could get it.
Well, look at the back of your trousers. Why, it's all worn away. Look, it's all worn away.
That's on account of the moths.
On account of the moths? Why don't you put mothballs in your back pocket?
Now, I tried it, but it hurts me when I see that.
Park your carcass. Park your carcass. Listen to me. I'd like to make you a member in the Half-Wits Association of America.
Say, anything you belong to is good enough for me.
Listen,
gonna take me with you to City Hall?
Not for $1,000,000. You could never mix with respectable society.
Oh, couldn't I go around with some of the biggest movie stars?
Which movie stars do you know?
West May?
West May? You mean May West. May West. What other movie stars do you know?
Gable Clark.
Gable Clark? Clark Gable. Clark Gable.
Yeah, I also know Simon Simon. Let me see you fool around with that one.
Parker Carcass, you know Simon Simon?
Yes, sir.
You, why, you're just a vagrant.
You mean I don't smell good?
No. Not vagrant, vagrant, vagrant. You haven't even got a place to live.
Is that so? I gave a fella a deposit on a room today.
Yeah?
Boy, I never seen such a big room. There's only one trouble with that.
What's that?
It's in the basement, and too many automobiles go through the room.
Wait a minute. Too many automobiles go through the room?
Yeah, there's a picture of it.
You fool, this is the Howland Tunnel. You fool? It's the Howland Tunnel.
No wonder it was such a long walk to the bathroom.
Ladies and gentlemen, going from the ridiculous to the sublime, I would like to say this at this time. The three most impressive words I've ever heard in my life were the words uttered by our president on the screen and on the radio when he said, "I hate war." And inspired by these words, I'd like to repeat a song which I introduced last year. The dogs of war are growling, once more the papers say, and battle clouds are starting to appear. But if they try to drag us in, we'll say, please go away. We're minding our own business over here. If they feel like a war on some foreign shore, let them keep it over there. If some fools want to fight and think might makes right, let them keep it over there. From coast to coast you'll hear a million mothers pray, whatever happens, please don't send my boy away. We're for you, Uncle Sam, but stay out of that jam. Let them keep it over there. If they feel like a war, fight and think might makes right, let them keep it over there. From coast to coast you'll hear a million doughboys cheer, our job is to protect our loved ones over here. With an ocean between, let us keep our hands clean. Let them keep it over there.
I do hope you've enjoyed this visit with us to New York City. And remember, I love to spend each Sunday with you. Good night.
Your neighborhood Texaco dealer invites you to listen to Eddie Cantor in Texaco Town next Sunday evening at the same time. In the meantime, try Texaco Fire Chief Gasoline. Whenever you hear the siren and bell, think of Texaco. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
WABC, New York.